There's a machlokas in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph whether kiddush b'makam suda or not. That machlokas Rav and Shmuel, we paskin kiddush b'makam suda. So the shaila is what's considered kiddush b'makam suda. So there are different opinions brought down in the poskim. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Gaonim that they say either eating a certain amount of lechem of bread or drinking a cup of wine. So, and according to many poskim, that includes not only wine but grape juice. So, well, so how much is the minimum amount of bread? Usually we assume ein achilo pachas mikazayas. And as well, the minimum amount of wine is, we assume, a revia. So according to, from the Gaon, obviously bread everyone agrees to, but the Gaon in Chiddush is even a revias of wine, if you can't have anything else, just drinking of a revias of wine makes it a Kiddush b'makam suda. The Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim quotes from Rabbi Akiva Eger, who are cholik and say, many Rishonim say on the Gaonim that drinking wine is not considered makam suda. So obviously then, so that's a machlokas, Rabbi Akiva Eger and others, whether an issue with the Gaonim, whether wine, and the other, in addition, they discuss maybe you need two revias, in other words, maybe you need one revias for the Kiddush, and one revias for the makam suda, maybe just the person making the kiddush. So that may be only Friday night, not the rabbanon. So that's a whole discussion. But the evid, probably one revias is enough. But within the gaonim, assuming whether you need to drink for one for the kiddush or one for the suda. But either way, that's the gaonim, and not everyone agrees. The Magen Avraham says that if, based on the Gaonim, if wine is good enough, then certainly Mizonis is good enough because that's much more filling than wine. So the Chiddush of the Gaonim, Gaonim writes wine is okay. The Magen Avraham says Mizonis, which, you know, really is Lechem. And then you have the sheet of the Shilte Giborim quoted as well from the Mishnah Berurah, that eating Minei Tig Targima, even fruit is considered a meal. You know, then they discussed what kind of meal, like is it like a raw vegetables, like raw fruit, cooked fruit. So the silo comes up usually, or comes up on Pesach when if you don't have any mizonis. So when you make, unless you have a matzah. So everything else, all the cake is shahako. So the shayla is, so obviously you could do is, you could make hamotzi. Now let's say you're not ready to eat. You don't want to fast, you want to eat something, but you don't want to make, so could you be yotze kiddush b'makam suda? That's, so clear if you have matzah to go. According to the Gaonim, if you have a revias of wine, and perhaps maybe two revias, but certainly minimally one revias of wine, of course, you go with Mizonis, but we don't have Mizonis. And someone quotes the Shilte Giborim that maybe it's cooked fruit, raw fruit, and certainly if you're in a hotel where like you have a whole smorgasbord, so therefore it should be okay. And there's always the sheet of Ramosha. I think Rav Dovid finds something like a Ramosha sheet. I think he did it over tuna fish on, it was Pesach. In other words, he had, his Kiddush was that you're not Yotze Kiddush, and there's two dinim of Kiddush. There's a dinish of Kiddush b'makam suda. He says that you have to eat, you have to have the bread, or at least, I guess the mizonos, but certainly you go home and you have Kiddush over matzah. You make Kiddush, you have your suda over matzah. But his Kiddush is that there's a heter achila. If you make Kiddush, it gives you a, normally, because some would hold if you're not Yotze Kiddush b'makam suda, so then your Kiddush isn't good and you eat without Kiddush. Ramosha says, no. You make the Kiddush, it's a heter achila, you can eat whatever you want. But to fulfill Kiddush b'makam suda, you'd have to go back and wait, when you have the meal, you go back and make Roy Pragofen. That's in general, that's the Grashita that always to be yotze kiddush b'makom sudi you need bread. So that's why even if you do have mizonis in shul or revias, so mamak b'maker adin we passing like the gaonim yotze, but there are many who go home and they. And the mock be like the grow. I mean, because what's the harm? You make a boy priya guffin. Who doesn't want more wine at the table, at the meal? So therefore, many a mock bid for the grow. They go ahead and they have more wine and they make a kiddush again to make a kiddush from a kamsurda.